要成为巴比伦的成员，必须要分别开来。第三位天使说出那些不顺服第一位天使的人发生的事情是这样，他们这么说，命令神的，然后现在收获的收割的时间到了。看一下，你会看到弥赛亚，就是很快告诉你如下的事情。当天使说出永远的福音，主宇宙的福音，这是最后的呼叫。任何时候福音说出去，这是最后的呼叫。不要等着另一天，明天。今天才是救赎的一天。当你查看，现在看到人子，启示录七章的九到十四。丹尼里七章的九到十四。
Sorry, the book of Daniel.
丹尼里书。
Chapter 7:9-14.
七章九到十四节，他说的如下。
It says, as I looked,
我观看，见有宝座设立。上头坐着亘古常在着，他的丹尼里在天堂里看到所有的一切了。现在他看到了宝座设立，然后上头坐着亘古常在着，丹尼里看到了父神。这就是我要说的。
Whenever God the Father has spoken with me,
任何父神跟我说话的时候，
I have come to you after that conversation,
每次那个对话之后，我到你们这里来，这是非常大的挑战，跟你们沟通。我看过的所有的一切，其实非常大的挑战。我每一次我到你们这里来，我跟你们分享的有很多限制，在这段经文里头。丹尼里看到了亘古常在着，大声地描述了父神，亘古常在着。我不以为圣经当中没有任何其他地方描述了，正如丹尼里所做的一样，这么大胆地描述了亘古常在着父神。他看到了父神，甚至真的甚至惧怕描述他。很多次我跟你们分享，比如说当我给出他自己造访要来到祭司墓的那个造访的意向之后，当我说出他来，我看到了他来那个白色的那个，
他是 coming in the glory and the white characteristic patch that I talked about。
我说了，就是布丁，就是白色的布丁，就是打布丁，白色的打布丁，这是一个神父神契约命运的一个特点。并且那个晚上，第二天早晨召会什么样的，我远距离的我看见了他，他正是非常远距离的，我还以为他是离我很远的神的云彩，那出现在他的云彩当中，他来了，可是我以为这是非常远的距离，离我很远的，然后这么覆盖了我，遮盖了我，然后他说了，我几乎要杀掉他们所有的人。神有时候，当我说出这是很远距离的，可是突然他就这么过来，我可以感觉到神荣耀的这个重量。第二天他就照样来了，然后当他来的时候，就是那 特别的那个白色的这个布丁，就在它漆黑密云的最下边有白色的云，小小的一块云彩来打布丁，这是个什么漆黑密云的特点。在那个意象当中，这次往这个方向，突然我看到了，那是主，那是耶和华，因为我看到了他的荣耀，他让我知道这是他，那是主。然后我还以为非常远距离的，非常离我远的，我还以为是非常非常 离我远，可是仍然看到他的荣耀，并且可以看到他。然后突然他就在那儿，突然就这样，我还以为是离我很远的，可是已经在那了，突然已经在那，就这种角度，他就像这样朝向我，告诉他们，告诉他们整个国家，他就这样看我，好像对不起他的仆人，因为他们侮辱了他。你仍然高兴，仍然喜乐地服侍他，可是你们侮辱了他，侮辱了两位先知。这样父神觉得对不起他的仆人，就这么说，看了，因此把这冠状病毒跟蝗虫之灾放在我和父神之间，然后他就这么出现。丹尼里在这儿大胆地描述了父神。丹尼里书第七章，记得阿夫的那冠状病毒击打了那12月1号的异象，整个国家，他看我好像对他的仆人感觉有点歉意，就是不好意思，可是你们仍然很高兴，仍然喜乐地服侍两位先知，可是你们已经侮辱了他们，告诉他们，他们两位先知，你们已经侮辱了他们两位先知。因此他把蝗虫之灾跟冠状病毒放在我和神之间。
Daniel comes out so explicitly to describe God the Father.
非常详细的在这描述了父神。
This is serious.
这是非常的严肃事。
So you remember after that corona struck, the prophecy of December 1, 2015, 12月1号2015年的预言得以实现之后，整个世界
都颠覆下来了。
And in that description, I know that
in that
description,
I told
people, I cannot describe him. But Daniel comes out so openly,
这么公开的
to describe
God the Father
plus the hair,
加上他的头发
as we read further, even the garment,
甚至他穿的衣服
only a few people that are next to me,
很少的人
and I've said, you know,
只有在我身旁的人，我就跟他们稍微公开父神的，非常很少很少的人，这种详细的内容，我只有我身边很少很少数的人跟他们公开。看一下丹尼里这么公开的描述了父神，哈利路亚。当他来，一直来到。
That time Christ is in front.
这个时候耶稣基督的
前 and of course the tremendous glory, the cloud,
就是以前
cloud,
就是强大的荣耀，基督的以前的时代，非常荣耀，并且耶稣基督正是来打开了门。
And you remember, I've shared this globally, how the Messiah now took his hand, the left hand, inside, and put the wall in his hand. I've shared it globally.
用他的手放在门里头呢，
how the radiance of the glory from his hand,
并且他手中发出来的荣耀覆盖遮盖了整个覆盖了整个房间，并且我描述了
in like a triangular shape,
他的这个三角形的那个，并且钻石般的装饰，所有的袖子，然后耶稣基督的这个袖子衣服，钻石并且黄金的衣服，并且跟你分享了，当他这么移动手，他好像我还以为是一个金分。金分被挂在墙壁上的，我还以为是这样，然后我才发现非常细致的金球被挂在他的袖子端的，就是下边，他的袖子的下边，因此把手放在那，其中一个真的非常强大的，为什么？他的钉痕那么的
Why is the wound still fresh?
那么的现眼
Could it be that we may never understand the cost of redemption?
是否我们仍然无法理解他付出代价的严重性，他的伤痕那么的现眼。
But anyway, so the, even the design of the garment, the left hand, because it, the hand was facing, the palm was facing the wall, so I knew it was his left hand.
因为他的手掌是
But remember, right behind him was the
触碰着那个墙壁的，
然后
他的手就这么伸进来
了。The one Daniel comes out,
谈的是父神亲自。现在丹尼尔这么敢大胆地描述了父神，没有任何惧怕。父神亚威，我的朋友。
And remember, after that,
之后
it is now God the Father that moved him and lifted me. Remember to another room.
把我提走到另一个房间，把我提走到另一个房间。
Until today, I don't know how long that was.
我到现在还不知道这花多长时间，因为当时我已经，因为我醒过来发现我自己在另一个房间，然后走回到我的以前的房间。然后他在那墙壁那写了，我已经都跟你分享了他当时怎么样的用手在墙壁上写了以赛亚书，并且用那个透明的透明的塑料盖来这个遮盖了盖住了那段经文以赛亚。
Preserved and protected his word.
他是保护自己话语的，你可以发现他怎么样的，多么的要保护自己的话语。可是当你当弥赛亚这么做，他的眼睛发出来的
那
光柱，我只能看到他的头发的轮廓。可是他现在公开的，可是但以理呢在这公开的分享了父神的面貌，这是非常可怕的事情，非常的强大。哈利路亚！公开的，我现在要读。可是我带给你们，我带给你们这段经文的理由，是因为我要理解。当他看到，当约翰看到坐在云彩上的那像人子一样的，已经准备好收割的。
Was he coming to harvest? He was now heading down to harvest the earth.
他现在来要收割。
Hallelujah. When you read this, you pick it. So he says the following.
因此他说的如下。
Verse 9 of Daniel chapter 7.
但以七章的第九节，我观看见有宝座设立，上头坐着亘古常在这，看一下，他能够看到他坐在那儿的。
That is the eternal.
那是永恒的。他是永恒 自身，现在永恒的神，他看到
了，
他看到了，他坐在那儿。
Daniel comes out openly, right?
Daniel 在这公开的写出来了。
His clothing,
然后他的衣服
was as white as snow,
洁白如雪。
So Daniel is describing openly the clothes of God the Father.
父神的衣服，我没有跟你，从来没有跟你描述过父神的衣服，我从来没有。我觉得太可怕了，太恐怖了。
He's describing openly,
他公开的描述了。我也看过他的衣服，这是最强大的经文，整个圣经当中最强大的描述了父神的地方，公开的，甚至他穿的衣服，哈利路亚。然后你看，有时候，我不知道该怎么说。你知道谁用那个 云彩来遮盖住。
And then, in the throne room of God,
神的宝座那儿，
the golden walk, and then the cherubim come with the ark of the covenant, and then they place it there, and then the one that is next to me here, who holds my shoulder, he tells me to hold his shoulder, and lift up one hand, he lifts the hand aside, and then pray now, then I say, Mighty Father, then I come to the Lord of thanks, weeping and praise.
感谢主，以强大的耶稣圣名来，以强大的耶稣圣名来，我这么祷告的时候，他就走进那个黄金的道路，那记录我把约柜放在那儿，让约柜的上边施恩座，他坐在施恩座上边。那现在，黄金的上边，这个施恩座上边黄金座的地方，像就好像像银白银一样发亮光。然后云彩往上
升去了，
那你以为神是永远在那？
But it goes like this, and sometimes thin like this again up, and then another. Yeah, so hallelujah. Oh yes, the Lord Yahweh, the omnipotent.
主亚维，无所不在的神。
And so.
无所不能的神，然后云彩打开，然后之后的事情我无法跟你们公开。云彩打开，然后用声音，有时候那里头从那里头他说，他们会知这个事情得以实现，他们会知道这是主耶和华说的话。但你们在这公开的说，他坐在那宝座那，然后描述了他的衣服，这是非常的强大。
哈
利路亚！
哈利路亚！
让我们继续读。让我们看一下启示录十四章，他弥赛亚往哪个方向走？他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如储金的羊毛，在描述神的头发。
Oh, yes.
是的。
And write it down.
然后写下来了，为你公开的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 很多次我跟你说了，之外，以后我不可能跟你们公开。我总是这么说，在这，甚至那些基督徒，并且神宝座的四个活物，每一次解开印的时候，主把我带到那儿，让我成为神荣耀的羔羊，解开印的见证。我就看到了第一个到第四个印解开的时候，我都做到了见证人。看一下活物，每一个活物出来，他出来，当他们出来，记得我已经都描述了有时。我觉得我到什么地步跟你们公开才对呢？何况亚威神呢？我怎么可以跟你们公开？记得我说过，第三位天使圣经说他有脸的，人的脸，他的脸是人的脸。我都跟你们说了那个具体的详细的内容，非常荣耀的人的脸，非常圣洁，然后非常严肃。因为他那有皱纹，非常的严肃。当他来的时候，把自己给我介绍了，然后他将释放出来的第三位启示。当他说他来，他的脸是人的脸，然后他的身体是牛的身体，然后最终我给出了那个启示录启示，甚至他人的脸的，即使他是牛，只有他的脸是人的，并且很大的脸。可是他的这个身体完全是牛，有牛的蹄子。因此有时候我怀疑我在神宝座那的活物，我应该要跟你们怎么样的这个公开？可是当你在这公开的描述了亚威神父神，我的朋友，他坐在那动过长在的，然后他穿的衣服，甚至他的头发是这样的，这是非常的。强大蒙福的人们，
I mean, the ones that interact with him here, for them they understand the gravity of coming out openly and describing that.
跟你现在说话的这两位，现在知道这是多么重大的事情，因为这是父神。
And then,
然后
he goes on to say the following.
他说的如下。
He goes on to say his clothing was as white as snow.
洁白如雪，头发如纯金的羊毛。
was white like wool. His throne was flaming fire, and his wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were open.
And then he goes on to say, verse
13,
13节,
in my vision at night, I looked and there before me was one like a son of man. Like the same vision that has been seen on the other side, Revelation 14. Now,
which is was one like a son of man.
And look at this now.
Again,
in my vision at night, I looked. And there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was heading which direction?
What?
Heaven. Are we together? So here he is heading towards heaven. I just wanted you to understand where he's carrying a sequel. Which direction was he heading? Was he headed up or headed down?
朝向上还是朝向下？对你来说，对教会是非常重要。那这样的，你现在或者是多么的重要，讲到的决定已经在上边做好了。说看哪，我来，我的赏赐在我的手中，我要给你们。所有一切按照你们的行为来补偿报偿给你，绝对一切都已经被决定好了，谁被撇下谁要提走，因此哪个方向他要朝向，我现在要跟你们说的，因为在这同样的他乘坐云天云而来，要往上，他的方向是往上，然后现在我们再回到
Like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven，
He approached the Ancient of Days
and was led in his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worship him.
Hallelujah.
His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. You remember the rock?
记得那个石头，丹尼里第二章的那个石头，三十五，
And seated on the cloud was one like a son of man. Same, right? And he says, and with a crown of gold on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand.
一片白云上坐着一位好像
人士，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
又有一位天使从殿中出来，看一下他朝向哪一个方向，向那坐在云上的大圣喊着说。
For entry to heaven. He was headed towards glory, right? Towards heaven. Yes, very good. Thank you, Professor Njoro. He says, with a crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand,
then another angel came out of the temple
and called in a loud voice to him who was sitting on the cloud, take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come,
and the harvest of the earth is right. That is powerful.
So he was headed up with a sickle. He was headed up with a sickle for harvesting.
他现在朝向这个镰刀，拿着这个镰刀来要收割了。
And he goes up, and then that angel comes out of the temple and tells him, "Please stretch out your sickle and harvest the earth, because the time to harvest has come. The harvest is ripe." Says right.
现在庄稼已经熟透了。
What does that tell you? What is the Lord transmitting here?
现在主传递给你们的信息是什么呢
？The Lord is saying.
主在说。
That there is a harvest that is ripe on the earth. Remember, the three angels have gone already. They have commanded the eternal God.
They
have given the command of the eternal
God.
And once they have given that command, then all of a sudden now,
然后现在突然现在收割的时间来到
But then now, you realize quickly, wow. So when the angels were going, they were literally making a last call.
选择天使做的是最后的呼叫，他们为了人类的悔改做出了最后的呼叫，然后弥赛亚现在来了。
But he's holding a sickle in his hand, the Messiah.
弥赛亚拿着这个镰刀来要收割了。
And he's headed up. Then the angel walks out of the temple and shouts
that.
He says, "Stretch out your sickle, harvest the earth, because it's ripe." Let's read it again.
现在收割吧，我们再读一下。
Take your sickle.
伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。如果地上的庄稼已经熟透了，你以为就是让这个庄稼熟透的雨水，因此在那有。
莫霍的荣耀，不要拿着这些经文来玩耍，在这儿。
守子雨手来预备庄稼发芽。 这都涉及到你们每个人的永恒的。
And so the message is laying there is also the message of the latter glory.
是个有关幕后
That before the harvest ripens, look at this now. There is the first rain, normally for preparing the soil, germinating the crop, that it may start growing. But the latter rain is the most critical rain. Why? Because it's for what we call grain filling.
起初的雨水是让庄稼发芽，那幕后的雨水呢，让庄稼熟透。
The quality of the harvest.
就是这个庄稼的质量。因此，当你看到产业站起来行走，另一个突然，另一个开腰嘞，去西班牙，这不是电影主让你看到的。
It is meant to ripen the crop, to mature the crop, that the crop may be ready for harvest. That is what the Lord is saying. That when you hear the Lord now pronounce the gospel is pronounced with power. Do you understand the message? There is power. Why? Because it says in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, it says the following, read verses 4 to 8. But Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says,
一章的八节神说,
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even unto the ends of the earth that the gospel of Jesus is preached with power.
是带着大能，带着能力。
That is why when the Lord sends these two servants with power,
带着能力,
that creepers are walking in unbelievable numbers. Just walking into the stadium, creeper there, creeper there, another creeper there.
简单的走进体育场，就残疾的站起来，这样子站可以，你的耳聋的听见就开始敏锐起来。只有一个宣布，通过电视机收听主播的福音，当天使使神的大能，并且圣灵的能力来宣布的，那有证据。
So nobody can hold that fail to take the gospel from that point on. You are in maximum trouble.
这个时候，如果仍然失败了，接受福音，那是你会面临很大的问题了，因为所有的证据都在那里。他说的如下：天使来，take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
So he was seated on the cloud, swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Where is this happening from? Where is the Messiah when this is happening?
Messiah 从哪里这个事情就发生？他在天堂。 这个事情在哪里发生的？
The Messiah 弥赛在天堂里，
弥赛现在在天堂里， 他即将要来临，
and already is harvesting,
已经收割，已经进行着。
These are now the righteous, those who have obeyed the first angel, the eternal gospel.
永远福音的命令,
are we together?
那些人, 我们在一起吗?
So in other words, based on whether you obey the first angel or not, the
Lord divides the earth into two.
Those who have obeyed the command of the first angel, and those who have not obeyed. So now look at this now. When
it's
about to come and trample the wine, oh, I'm about to get there, right? When
it's
about to come and judge the earth, then from heaven, he first harvests those who are his own and righteous.
收割那些他的百姓，就是公义的。 我们在一起吗？ 首先天堂那儿，
the Lord is saying, don't fool around with the eternal gospel.
不要拿着永远的福音来玩耍， 要顺服永远的福音， 因为地球要被分为两类， 那些顺服的， 并且那些没有顺服的， 就是地位天使的命令， 那些耶稣永远的福音。
And he's saying that those that obeyed, look at that now, the Lord has a way of redeeming his people, saving them while keeping the wicked for judgment. Right away, what draws to your mind there right away is Matthew chapter 13. When the wheat are grown together with the tares. Then he said, oh, just leave them there because I'm going to come and harvest. And I'll take
them to the wheat. And leave the tares. 麦子呢要背下来，要去烧掉的。
The Lord is talking about a very powerful judgment and determination that already happens in heaven.
Because
the Lord, let me wait when it comes, then I'll be ready on that day or whatever.
我到时候就做准备吧。
已经被决定了，这是为什么？我拿着我的赏赐，因为某个人的赏赐已经准备好了，我拿着赏赐。
看一下你们的所有的行为、行为册、生命册已经都被记载下来了。你所做的一切都记载下来了。你说的一切都记载下来了。你说的一切都记载下来了。
He's happening while he's still up there.
就收割那些公义人、公义的人，收割神公义的人的事情已经在天堂发生。宣布的永远的福音，这个福音，永远的福音是从他而来的。 从天堂而来的，
that evangelism comes to you and is from the earth or focusing
on the heavenly
message. And he's saying this thing at a time when the Church of Christ appears as though she is at the crossroads. At the crossroads. He's saying the gospel is a command. Obey it now because he's going to judge according to that. And remember, as he's taking these ones, already the rapture happened before. At which point
did
you people up, right? You people already went up, right?
这些人已经都上边了，是吧？
People say, "Oh, goal, whatever." Did you hear what I heard? I must not goal. Hallelujah! Oh, your goal, very powerful. Oh, yes, indeed.
是的
，It's worth celebrating.
就是你们在庆祝，
already there was another taking, harvesting that took place already. First Thessalonians chapter 4,
已经发生了。提撒罗尼前书十四章， 13-18节。
Because it transmits a very powerful eternal message to us.
传递的这永远的福音，这是非常的强大，这是最后的，
speaking directly to this church on pertinent issues. How she needs to reform. The practitioner has been.
讲台的修复应该怎么样的进行，怎么样的改变？现在 主的讲台的信息，不要自己满足的状态，不要留在自己满足的状态。然后他在这说，
That he swung and he harvested. Do you understand why we had the two titles? I was looking for a version with two titles. I was looking for a version with two titles. Where the first one says the harvest of the earth, and the other one says and the trampling of the winepress.
我们在这看可以看两种事情，一个是地上的收割，然后呢，践踏审酒渣的事情。十七节从十七节开始，又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。看一下，天使也出来了，在这儿又出来，又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄管活的，像拿着快镰刀的，大声喊着说，伸出快镰刀来，收取地上的葡萄树的果子。这就是审葡萄园了，地上的神的葡萄园。然后他说，因为葡萄熟透了，那天使就把镰刀扔在地上，收取了地上的葡萄，丢在神愤怒的大酒榨中。看一下，现在他说，眼睛靠着你顺有没有顺服神永远福音，地球被分为两类，那些公义的圣洁的会被神安全里头收割。这是非常讲的，今天我要打开比昨天更大的，要为你们打开，因为现在把地球分为两类，那些顺服永远福音的神的命令，神地狱天使的命令，那收割他们。然后呢，这是个神的收割之后呢，葡萄。因此换言之，当收割的时间来了，甚至葡萄也都熟透了。当把你提走到荣耀里头的时间来到，那就这葡萄熟透的时间也来到。在这儿有主的信息，因为他们同时的熟透。当他收割庄稼，地上的庄稼的时候，从天上已经收割他们，然后另一个天使出现说，甚至葡萄也都熟透了，然后拿着镰刀收割这葡萄，然后放在愤怒的神的大酒榨里头，那酒榨揣在城外，就有血从酒榨里流出来，高到马的脚踝，原有600里。
600 stadia. In other words, I think we talk about 2.8 meters, and I don't know how many miles of blood.
两米八高，然后多少？
And who is trampling them?
谁在踹酒渣呢？
Because now the second one is so angel harvested using a sickle the grapes that were ripe.
收到了这个镰刀，然后把这个葡萄收割，然后放在大酒榨，在这给这严重的警告那些拒绝耶稣永远福音的现正为现今教会拒绝一样，然后选择其他的福音一样。他在这非常严给你们非常严重的警告，非常有深度的悲哀的警告，不要试着做，因为后果是难以置信的。如果你判教的现在结束，不要继续，不要进一步，因为后果是难以置信的。我们在一起吗？因此之后，天使收割了这个葡萄，然后丢在扔在这个那酒榨。对我来说，我们根本没有触碰葡萄，甚至某一个人葡萄放在这个沙拉里头，我根本因为我是拿西尔人的分别。现在葡萄甚至葡萄籽葡萄的皮子我都不碰。
Can we just read further? He says, he comes now verse 20.
二十天那酒杖插在城外，哪一个城市？现在我们要谈的是这个城市。
Okay, you were here yesterday. Why don't you give a chance to those who are not here? If you turn to the book of Revelation chapter 21,
如果你打开启示录21,
Revelation 21, if you read from verse 1 all the way to verse 7 is key. Verse 7 is what we are targeting, but verse 1 it says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any city. I saw the holy city, the new one, the new Jerusalem, the holy one,
coming
down out of heaven from God Yahweh, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell among them, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God. Verse 4, Revelation 21. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no death, or mourning, or cry, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Verse 5. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true, meaning dependable and will be fulfilled. Believable and will be fulfilled. You can bank on that.
That
this city is coming. Then he says, verse 6, he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I'll give water without cost.
From the spring of the water of life.
Verse 7 is what we all want to hear.
He says, those who are victorious
will inherit all things, and I'll be their God, and they'll be my children. Those are the ones who have been harvested, having obeyed,
顺服神永远福音的第一位天使传播的福音，
they have now been harvested in the glory.
他们现在被收割在荣耀当中。 然后现在第八节看一下， 为什么葡萄酒榨在城外那儿？
So you understand which city?
你现在理解了什么样的城市？ 这是新耶路撒冷在这谈的是最终的。
Verse 8 says,
第八节神说， 这样的人呢不能进入 神的城，信耶路撒冷城，唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的根就在烧着硫磺的火炉里。这是第二次的死，他现在已经说到了永远的地狱，地狱的火湖。
That is absolute
eternal，这是绝对的永远的地狱，现在永永远远的受惩罚了。看，现在这火湖。
Waves of fire.
那有活的火焰的。
Inside there, I've already heard their voices. In their billions. And in there, their pastors.
那里头有牧师、五旬教派的、天主教的、长老会的、穆斯林的、印度的、所有的一切，上百万人，他们是总统、总理，他们是国会委员，所有的一切，社会各个阶层的所有的人都在那里定义。 非常的要当心，神不会尊重你们的社会地位或者社会的任何级别。神在这给你非常隐秘的警告，现在教会，当你拒绝神永远福音的时候，基督徒现在没有惧怕神，他们没有将荣耀归给神，他们自己拿到自己的荣耀，把羞耻赐给神。
再度的，再度的，把耶路撒冷这个城市，这座城市，现在这样的身份特点，就是不符合进入这个城市里头。淫乱，你们是淫乱的。
淫荡的，你可以想象。The
liars there in the church，
说谎言的假先知。So
the Lord is laying for dire warning to the church，
给你非常隐喻的警告，你们叛教的教会。
of apostasy.
很可怕的危险, 叛教的危险,
that you must turn away from sin.
你必须要离开罪恶,
and be born again,
然后重生,
and receive the Holy Spirit,
要接受圣灵,
and be righteous.
然后要公义,
it is not a joke.
这不是开玩笑,
and he's saying,
然后他说,
it's amazing here.
非常的惊人在这里,
he's talking about the new Jerusalem.
他在这谈的是新耶路撒冷, 现在,
第七节,
那些收割在那里头的, 那些得生的, 他们现在, 因此当地上的庄稼都 熟透了，那葡萄也熟透。 当进入到荣耀的时间来到, 那受到审判的时间也来到, 因为很快被提走了, 你剩下的就进入到灾难神的愤怒里头了。 我们再回到启示录的14章,
he says the following.
他说的如下,
Revelation chapter 14, tremendous warning, blessed people.
Is somebody learning a thing or two?
I just heard a general noise in a general area saying, hurrah, hey. No, this is very serious. The present day apostasy in the church is not a joke.
现今教会的叛教
has deadly eternal consequences. That is what
the Lord is saying. 主在说,
and he's saying,
他说,
very clearly here,
非常清楚的地上的收割并且揣酒渣的事情, 这就是
that the harvesting of the church and the judgment of the rebellious, the harvesting of the righteous, the harvesting of the holy one, that we are dressed in holy, and people never understood why the long skirt, why the long jacket, why to refuse to drink with us, why all the Bible study, why all the evangelism, only now they can understand, because you are being harvested into the interior, into the inside of the New Jerusalem now. 进入到新耶路撒冷里头了，公民，可是现在呢，他们呢就是审问的大酒家里头，并且城外了。现在他们呢，弥赛亚，见他他们弥赛亚，这就是他的再临，他现在说，弥赛亚，弥赛亚来，最终来了，拯救了圣洁的他属于他的百姓之后。 Are we ready, or you want another short break? In the next 5 minutes, I'll take another short break and come back, because the next segment is quite big, right? Oh, he said it in quite a bit of a hurry, right? So, he says the following. Revelation chapter 19, blessed people. If you read verse 11, are you ready together? I saw, again he says, heavenly warriors defeat the beast. He says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called faithful and true, when justice is judged as a wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows except himself, but himself. He is dressed, look at that, he is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. Everybody focus on me for a moment. In that vision,
在那个异象中,
I was standing on the earth.
我站在地上,
and as I stood on the earth, everybody focus on me.
我站在地上,
then on the right hand side of the sky,
天空的右边,
the glory of God began to come out of that side.
Tremendous glory in the radius.
Those of you who are looking at these lamps here, these studio lights here, you can imagine this type of light.
你现在你们看到的工作是在这儿的灯光发出来的, 比这儿还强大的多。 从那个天空的右边, 我站在地上, 我看到了这个异象的, 然后天使长的声音, 吹号角的声音, 整个命令, 所有的一切, 都在那个地方那边发生了, 然后立刻的那荣耀, 弥赛亚出来了。
And when he came out, once he was absolutely sure that
绝对的，他跟我对视着眼睛，然后我们就是我们两个互相对视着眼睛了，我看得非常的清楚。然后他用他的右手有钉口的，有钉痕的，就这么显示给我看，那里头有很多的信息。我们很长时间都跟你们分享了。当我说到，换言之，回去告诉他们，让他们重新回顾十字架和宝血，让他们明白他为了他们的救赎付出的代价，甚至教会现在堕落的多么的糟糕，需要第二次的救赎。我现在都有着钉痕，已经我是被粉碎的，我是受伤的，我是有玷污的，父神都不会接纳我的这一次。为什么你们这么快忘记我呢？我的身份特点了，这就是你可以回到告诉他们，只有借着第一个加略山的十字架要得救，我不可能再第二次去到加略山了。这让我看到的他手中的钉痕，这是非常强大的信息是给你们的。换言之，回去告诉他们，我仍然非常高兴为你们所做的事情。回去告诉他们这个付出的代价，不要忘记十字架宝血，告诉他们要专注。我给你看到这个拯救的代价，南宁巨星的为了拯救的拯救而付出的代价，他让我看到他右手的钉口，然后用那只手来戴好了冠冕，回去告诉他们，这一次我是带着冠冕的，这一次我不可能不会再跟法利赛人辩论的，不会的。
I'm not coming in the byways,
我不会再来到什么告诉公路街头、地球的任何一个街头，在那要传福音，就是告诉他们，借着第一次加略山的十字架重生，告诉他们，现在你们人类在我身上所做的这个钉痕，你们不要忘记。然后他预备了，戴上了他的冠冕。换言之，他作为王得胜的王、荣耀的王而来。他确保了我看他的时候，让我看到绑住他那个腰部的那个黄金的腰带，然后呢他斜穿的红色的衣服，然后他就这么经过了整个天空，当他一直往天空的左边走到底，所以的每一个脚步他留下来的脚印，荣耀荣耀荣耀的脚印，你可以想象成那么荣耀的，甚至现在我如此现场一样看见他的荣耀，并且他朝向的地方一直走到底，走到尽头，他停下来，再回转，然后再度的对视着眼睛跟我一起，然后再度的让我看到另一只手，那左边的左手，让我看到那个钉痕，用那个左手来又预备了，又戴上了那个金冠冕。当我在那里的时候，我不知道这是多长时间，有可能一分钟，或者两分钟，或者十分钟，我不知道。我仍然在那的时候，仍然看着他的时候，我主啊，把我提走。然后突然我就听他讲，你的时间还没到。然后他就这么转身，然后慢慢的走进天堂里头，神荣耀的云彩覆盖了他，然后就让我留在那里，主就把我留在那里，
主
把我留在那个异乡里头，
So the Lord leaves me inside there after he has entered heaven covered by the glory. He leaves me there for some time.
So I can see the cloud, the sky, and see the glory. Full glory from where it began, way and end. Isn't that tremendous? 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 Isn't that tremendous?这不就是神非常强大的意象吗？当他重新让我回顾，他变化 变化山伤的事情，当我们坐在那，我们都变荣耀了，他也变荣耀了。我们跟他说了话，事后我们的对话之后，信息都结束了。我还以为他是在那，可是非常令我震惊的，他其实就走出来，很快就很接近我的不到半米左右，就这么经过了我。这真的让我震惊，因为我仍然以为他在那，我们仍然以为他在那。他下山的时候，荣耀荣耀，他每一个脚步留下来的君王的脚印，荣耀荣耀荣耀，看一下那荣耀的脚，你可以想象他像塌下来的这灰尘的土地，你可以想象，当你拒绝福音的时候，你拒绝的是什么？这是非常的讲到蒙福的人们。主在显示的就是警告，看哪，启示录十九章，他现在愿意打开，好让你们理解启示录十四章二十节，他是谁？现在践踏酒渣的神，葡萄酒渣，因为他再来，他是来要审判的。这是为什么？他首先提走自己属于自己的百姓。那我们可以，我们仍然读十九章的十一。我观看见天开了，有一匹白马骑在马上的，称为诚信真实。他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼如火焰。你知道这是什么意思吗？在那异象当中，我几乎要践踏南美洲了。我在那的时候，我记得有些事情发生。我非常的生气，有时候肯亚你们都知道吧，我当时我非常的生气，我非常的非常的愤怒。那天晚上我那么忠诚的服侍主，为什么这样这些人就这么做呢？这当时我这么说。当那个晚上我睡的时候，父神让我看到弥赛亚他自己。那些我附近的你们都知道我现在说的什么意思，最终发生的事情，要发生的事情都发生了。然后那个晚上他来到，整个房间都变得非常的荣耀，就是这种颜色的荣耀，像太阳一样，整个太阳好像把整个太阳放进在一个屋子里一样，那种难以面对的光彩。当我们站在那，然后他开始跟我说话。首先他的眼睛，就是我们互相对视的眼睛，就是他的眼睛好像火焰一样的，不是他的光柱啊，他的眼睛发出来的光柱不是个水平垂直的，是水平的，并且带着红色的白色的荣耀，可是带着红色的。当这个火柱从他的眼光发出来的时候，白色的荣耀可是带着红色的，然后这个光柱刺穿了这个荣耀，这么发出来。让我好好写下来，回到德国，要传。
But then at that time he said, "Don't worry,
不用担心，
I will fight.
我会征战。
And you fight also.
你
But you saw what happened, right?
也要征战。一直到今天。
So when he's describing his eyes,
他描述他的眼睛好像火焰一样的。
Blazing like flame.
这发火焰一样的眼睛。那是水平的光柱。吃穿他荣耀而发出来的，今天
我
真的给出了荣耀贵给主。看一下他现在，他穿着溅了血的衣服，看一下他那个异象当中他穿的衣服
Not at all.
红色的衣服,
that is now the Messiah, the judge. That is symbolizing the judge. That is talking about the wine press that is coming to crush.
他来要见他的那酒榨,
to trample.
要见他,
the blood of the rebellious, meaning of that time, he has made up his mind that these people ain't gonna repent.
他们不会悔改的，这些人们是不会再悔改的。我现在只能审判他们了。我们在一起吗？
Is Sakwa writing for his church also? I hope so. Because
Donham
is a beautiful. I know they are tuned in. Let me not say much. So, hallelujah. they will just say, no. We call you for a meeting. We want to see you in the church. Did you hear the word see you? He said, no, I'm not coming. I'm not feeling well. You can't even lie, right? Unless you really start to feel unwell, right? Then you just go ahead and say it, right? As your redemption. Hallelujah. I tell you. No, this is powerful. The Lord is warning on the fact that when the command is given by the first angel, please take it. It's not
negotiable. It may appear like you know, it's
trying to give you a choice.
看一下，我给我机会吧。
The consequences are unbearable. 后果是难以置信的。
第一位天使说出福音的时候，你就要接受。然后他说的如下：
He's dressed in a robe dipped in blood. That is the robe I saw
when he walked
across the sky, right? That robe is the blood of the rebellious that he has trampled. He's coming to trample. He's now coming as a judge.
他们的血。 剑撒在他衣服上的，那耶稣他总是说这个慈爱的，可是你知道，这是现今教会，他们常说的耶稣，可是他们并不知道耶稣是为了审判而来，在这非常强大的、非常强烈的强调的。
强调，这是一幅红色的，骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，右摆右，看一下现在，他们来，有利剑从他口中出来，和一支strikes down the nation，他必用铁杖辖管他们。
现在列国聚集在一起，来要攻打以色列。这是为什么？Okay,
he's asleep a bit. So, I'm sorry. Very powerful. Now look at this. Now he's saying, out of his mouth comes a double-edged sword with which he strikes the rebellious. He has made up his mind that these people are not going to repent.
因为他已经知道了这些人，
so it is coming from heaven. He's already aware that he's coming to judge them because those that are righteous and repentant, he already took away.
他已经提走了,
be very careful when the gospel is presented to you. That is the last call.
显示给你们的福音, 拿着这个福音来要当心, 因为这是最后的呼叫。
And he's saying here very clearly, if you run with me, I don't have my time,
I can
read through it very fast. And he says, double sword, and then he rules them that way. Then he says, he treats the wine press of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. Are we together now right there? Now you are
back to
who is running that deal is a huge stone and grinding and bursting them. Spattering on his clothes.
他的血，他们的血。
Does that sound to you like the Jesus that this church, the church has known for some time, the present day church has known?
这就是你以为现今教会你们曾经认识的、你们所认为的耶稣的样子是这样的吗？
But now, he's coming to crush them.
现在他来要践踏，
he is the judge.
粉碎你们了，
粉碎他是来要什么？这是31。 That God has appointed a judge for that day.
现在指出来了，那天的审判，当福音显示出来的时候，这是最后的呼叫。现今教会的判教，现今的教会，他们绝对的危险当中，永远的危险当中，永远的死亡。
If they don't repent and change,
如果你们不悔改，没有改变你们的方式，那是难以置信的后果了。然后以赛亚，in
the book of Isaiah 63. Isaiah says, Saint I thrice. Isaiah 63.
Isaiah 63.
We have global, so we have quite a bit of people out there. The Spanish world is very big. Isaiah 63 from verse 1, it says, who is this coming from
Edom? From Bozra,
with his garments stained crimson, meaning stained red, like blood, right?
能力广大,
are we together? Even Elizabeth is together with us. He's saying, who is this robed in splendor, riding forward in the greatness of his strength? Meaning, the way he's riding in the greatness of his victory.
In
the might of his triumph.
拿着胜利,
they're asking, who is this? Coming,
他们在这问,
and his garments are red, and he's riding
他的衣服是红色的,
with power. He's riding in the might of his victory.
并且胜利,
let's hear what he answers, right?
能力广大, 并且拿着胜利而出现,
he says, it is I. Again, who is this robed in splendor? Striding forward in the greatness of his strength. It is I, proclaiming
victory,
mighty to save.
就是我,
right?
是凭公义说话,
that's the Messiah,
right? Then
he says,
这是弥赛亚,
he asked him, why are your garments red?
你的装扮为何有红色? 你的衣服为何像 踹酒榨的呢? 我独自踹酒榨众民中无一人与我同在, 我发怒将他们踹下, 发烈怒将他们践踏, 在这显示福音,
你们甜蜜的耶稣,
慈爱的耶稣, 当你拒绝福音,
致使你如果你侮辱,
滥用恩典, 你要受到应当的这个代价，粉碎他们，践踏他们， 践踏下来， 然后看一下多么可怕的愤怒， 他们的血溅在耶稣的衣服上， 因此我们稍微休息了， 我再来要跟你们处理这两种结局， 我要开始那些公义的， 在荣耀当中被收割的， 然后呢， 那些我要处理那些 被践踏的， 在酒站里头， 被粉碎的， 借着弥赛亚， 我要处理， 然后我要， 他们会地狱里头结束， 那我们结束今天的讲道， 耶稣要来了， 谢谢。